What a blessing to have our cherubs back, to have our Paula singers back. Thursday, during our Maundy Thursday service, we had our chancel choir back. What a blessing. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen. Here we get to finally move forward in life, and we give great thanks to God for that. But now we come to the time where we enter into God's word, and so will you pray with me? Lord, may the words of my mouth and may the meditation of all our hearts and minds be acceptable and pleasing to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. And by the way, I've been asked once, and no, I did not have to bribe my son to sing this morning. Sometimes he's a good boy. Well, speaking of my boy and my other kids, few years ago, we got to try out for the first time one of these escape rooms. Have you heard of these escape rooms that's become a trend over the last several years? Well, we were vacationing up near Yosemite, the kids and I and my parents, and one afternoon, the kids and dad and I decided to try out this escape room. It was mine-themed because of the town that we were in. And if you're not aware of escape rooms, they send you into a room, and they close the door behind you, and they lock the door. And then you have to use the clues within the room and everything in it to try to solve the puzzles to be able to unlock your way out of the room. And they give you a time limit to be able to do this, usually an hour. Some of the more difficult ones with multiple rooms, you might get an hour and a half. But the big thing about it is that it's not obvious what the clues are, and nothing in the room is just for decoration. Everything is a clue. Everything is part of a puzzle. Everything is something that you gotta figure out what you need to see or what you need to use on it. Now, I have to tell you, in total disappointment, we failed miserably at escaping our escape room. Dad and I, we tried our best. The kids were much younger and not a huge amount of help at that time, but we had a great time. And the person that was working the escape room, when they said, "Your time is up," we said, "Well, can you show us what we were missing?" Because we knew we wouldn't be coming back to try for a second time. And so they were showing us all of these things that we should have figured out. And I was like, "Oh, now we get it." Well, I was thinking about that escape room as I was reading the scripture for this week and thinking in so many ways the empty tomb was kind of like that escape room, where it was filled with clues and signs to tell the disciples of what had happened. They just had to decipher them and see what they were. Now we go through the Bible, and it gives us those clues all along the way. It's not just when we get to that tomb. It's not just when we get to this story. But so oftentimes, these clues are showing us that our God is the God of impossible things being impossible. Come along with me. The God who had an ark built when no rain was in sight. The God who told a couple they would have a child at 90-something years old when they had not had one yet. A God who stood with his people at the Red Sea with Pharaoh's army bearing down on them and said, "I will get you through." The God who was with a boy who had a slingshot and some small rocks and put him up against a mighty giant. God who was with a virgin woman and said, "You will give life to my son." The God who, through Jesus, took gallons of water and turned them into wine. A God through Jesus who saw a man who had passed 3 days earlier and said, "Not quite done yet." A God who saw people that had leprosy, blindness, inability to walk, bleeding for years, and were possessed, and said, "I can change that." This is the God that we gather to celebrate this morning. A God who stands in front of the impossible and says, I have a way and I am not done yet. And so here we get to the empty tomb. And the disciples and so many people, where are they? But they are in mourning. They've spent the last 3 years falling in love with Jesus, following him throughout city after city, seeing his miracles, grasping on to every word that he spoke, desiring more and more and to go deeper and deeper. And after just 3 years, having lost him in pain and suffering upon a cross. But God said, this is not impossible, and I'm not done yet. And so Easter morning, when it was still dark outside, here they come to the tomb, ready to anoint his body and prepare him for his next life. But they get there, and the clues of who our God is and what our God is possible of are there. The stone is rolled away. The tomb is empty. And whereas they think that maybe Jesus' body has been stolen, I wonder what thief would steal a body and fold up the clothes and leave them behind. But there they are, folded neatly, the shrouds they had buried him in. There were some that came, and they believed and went running away to tell others. Some that came and saw the clues and what were there just saw and looked and left without a word. And some, when they saw it all, could not leave because of the depth of their grief. There are clues all around us, friends. Clues that point us to the life that comes with our God. Clues that remind us that we are like seeds waiting to burst forth in new life over and over again. When we see the clues, when we see the glimpses of God, when we see the glimpses of Christ's love and life for us, how do we respond? Do we stand there still examining the clues and celebrating that God is a God of patience that will wait for us to put them together and for that light bulb to go off? Or are we the ones that see the clues and the glimpses of God and see and believe and dance upon our journey of faith? Or are we those that see it all and are kind of just frozen in place, unsure of what we are seeing, but waiting for God to touch us or speak to us? On this Easter morning, and on this great journey that we have been through, a journey over 2 years that God has not abandoned his place with us, but a journey that God has trudged through with us, keeping our head above the water, making it so that we did not have to lose hope, but could know that this day right here would come. That is the God that loves us. That is the God that is blessing us. That is the God that says, my clues and my fingerprints are all around you. When it seems like you are in darkness, just open your eyes and look, and I am right there. I am with you. I make the possible where things seem impossible. And I am your God. Today we all have the blessing of God and the hope of resurrection upon us. So may we celebrate today with fullness, rejoicing with gladness, and giving thanks to the Lord our God for the life that we have through Christ our Savior. Will you pray with me? God, we give you great thanks upon this day. For while we as humans have our limitations, you do not have those same limitations. Death does not hold you. There is no period at the end of your sentences. There is no place that we can go that is too far removed from you, and no such thing as lifeless or without hope. And so, God, on this day, as we celebrate your Son's leap out of the tomb and back into life, we give you our praise and thanksgiving, knowing that we are given permission to leap from our darkness, to hold on to you, and to enjoy the journey that you will take us on. For all of this, Lord, we give praise and thanksgiving, and we shout our alleluias on this, your Easter morning. For this we pray. Amen.